This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Speaker of the House and key opposition lawmaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to Congress. She says he lied when he testified on April 9th that he was not aware of Robert Mueller's concern over how he had publicly presented the special counsel's Russia probe findings. The Justice Department released a letter Wednesday from Mueller to Barr that shows Mueller's concerns before the April 9th hearing.
If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States and not the Attorney General. Being the Attorney General does not give you a bath to go say whatever you want, and it is the fact because you are the Attorney General.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says that Pelosi's statement is offensive.
I just think it's over the top. I think it says more about her than it does Bill Barr. I don't believe he lied one bit.
Barr failed to show up to testify before the House committee Thursday, with the Justice Department objecting to a move to allow staff lawyers to take part in the questioning. Venezuela's military announced on national television Thursday that it will stand firmly behind embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Juan Guaido, the U.S.-backed interim president, called for the military to turn against Maduro on Tuesday. Thousands of Venezuelans heeded the opposition's call to fill streets around the nation a day later. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan called for sweeping changes in the way military handles sexual assaults and harassment as the Pentagon releases a new report showing the problem is getting worse. The biennial report surveyed Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine personnel in the year 2018. This is VOA News. Evacuations were underway along India's eastern coast on Thursday as authorities braced for Cyclone Fani moving through the Bay of Bengal. Roadside vendor said that he was one of the people evacuating to safety. Indian authorities have evacuated more than 1.2 million people from the coastal low-lying areas and plan to move thousands more before the cyclone makes landfall early Friday. The United States is tightening its economic sanctions on Iran by ending a set of waivers that had allowed some of the country's largest oil buyers to continue their purchases. The waivers affected China, India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Turkey, Italy, and Greece. Italy, Greece, and Taiwan have halted their Iranian oil imports. VOA spoke with foreign policy fellow Samantha Gross at Brookings about what this move by the U.S. means for its relationship with Asian nations.
The Asian nations were taken by surprise when Washington pulled back the sanctions, and they didn't give them very much notice that they were going to pull back the sanctions either. And so there was definitely some consternation among Iran's customers in Asia and some surprise that they couldn't buy Iranian crude.
And with the expiration of waivers for eight buyers, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that the United States would be fulfilling the administration's promise to deny the regime the revenue it needs to fund terrorism and violent wars abroad. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has told a London court that he does not agree to extradition to the United States. He wants to try him over the WikiLeaks breach of hundreds of thousands of confidential data. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Assange addressed the court by video link from a British prison, saying he had protected many people. It came a day after he was jailed for nearly a year.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The United States accuses Assange of conspiring with former U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning. They gained access to a government computer during the 2010 incident that vaulted WikiLeaks into global headlines. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan again calling for sweeping changes in the way the military handles sexual assaults and harassment as the Pentagon releases a new report showing the problem is actually getting worse. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The military says reports jumped 13%, but an anonymous survey of service members suggests the problem is a lot bigger. Some 20,000 said they experienced some type of unwanted sexual contact.
That's the AP's Sagar Magani reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.